Good afternoon. I'm Timon Duffel, and it's my privilege today to give an introduction to a very dear friend of mine, Bessie Adams Burks. And I want to thank the Activist Association, Gloria Wills, Sherry, and her family for giving me the chance to do so. Bessie was a very unique person, and one I met 50 years ago, almost to today, here on the Blinn campus. It was a time that was very much in controversy in the early 60s. Bessie was the first, with Gloria Block, I believe, African-American student to come to Blinn. We met at a very unique time because it was a beginning reception for scholars that I think the National Honor Society gave. They had valedictorians, salutatorians, National Merit Scholars. Bessie had been the valedictorian at Pickard High School. I'd been the valedictorian at Brenham. As she told me a few years before her death, this was probably one of the most tense times she had ever seen and made her very, very uneasy. In that meeting, I had the opportunity to go and I sat next to her and I visited with her, introduced myself. We became friends. And apparently that meant a great amount to her and was one of those small instances that changed several people's lives. From that point, we were in a civics class together. I introduced her to many of my friends that came from Brenham High School. And we got to be more involved in campus activities. If there's a person that you could have that would currently represent Bessie, and probably one of the reasons I could identify with her, she was exactly like my sister Deanna. Basically, they were both drum majors. And Bessie had been at Pickard High School, Deanna had been at Brenham High School. If you were ever a drum major, you decided that everything had to be organized, and anything that came anywhere out of order, you immediately tried to change it. So on campus politics, she got me involved in a variety of things. She pushed me to run for student body president. She pushed me to run for class president. Every time I'd win, she'd say, "Skipper, you remember one thing. You got a unanimous vote of the black students on campus. It's small, but it's powerful." And it's going to be. And so she tried to educate me on a lot of the issues of the times. And I learned an awful lot about dignity. Bessie then went off to Prairie View, and I went to Texas. She got her bachelor's in education, later got her master's in counseling, went to Houston, worked for many years in the school districts there, and particularly became a scholar, a person that was interested in scholars. She was awarded the top award of the Houston Area Alliance for Black Teachers that gave their Outstanding Teacher Award to her in 1992. She worked and was certified in gifted and talented programs. She very much tried to be a part of bringing young kids into the understanding of wisdom and education. She was mentor of the Science Club. She was mentor of the National Honor Society and basically was a devout believer in the importance of education. She also became involved, just like drum majors and others do, in all types of community activities. She was very active with the Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church. She became extremely active in the Democratic Party, was a Democrat to the 1992 National Convention, was present when President Obama was sworn in as senator in Illinois. She supported innumerable candidates and became probably a center force in organizing and developing different relationships between groups. What was important about Bessie is she was a bridge. She was not just an advocate for tolerance, that she basically participated actively very much in that effort of the Southern Poverty Law Center from Montgomery. That was important to her, but she was a bridge of ideas. When she would come through Brenham, she would always stop by the bank on occasion and say hello and see what I was doing, what had happened to my family, and tell me about hers. She was raising her family, Sherry. And basically, what she was also interested in was how bridges could be built. A lot of the books I had written were on economics and politics being interests, but culture, particularly conscience versus convenience, being values. And those were the bridges that had to unify people. Bessie believed greatly in that, and spent an awful lot of time not only reading the books I wrote, but telling me exactly what I had right and wrong in them. More importantly, she went ahead and she said, "The problem, Skipper, is that many people, because you're in one group, don't understand these ideas." So she said, let me have the draft. She took one that I'd written of instilling values and transcending generations and brought back 3 weeks later one of the most brilliant analyses or executive summaries of it I had ever seen written. It wasn't written by Bessie. It was written by Dr. Lawson of the Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church. Now, a lot of you may not be familiar with Dr. William Lawson, but let me assure you, he was a leader of the civil rights movement, one of the great writers on dignity that you've ever seen. And his thoughts and his ideas were important because it gave a credibility to a set of ideas that weren't mine or weren't Bessie's. When I called him to basically get the permission to put it on the website, he told me how much he thought of Bessie, her intellect, her mind, and how she tried to build bridges, to always bring people together and care about the next generations. She was a person that spent her life dedicated to those ideals and to helping others. Bessie was had an approach that could only be described as being direct. I think anybody that would know her would know that subtlety was not something that bothered her a great deal. She would tell you exactly where things were and how they operated. And I remember one time in particular when it was very important to her that she wanted to have her students build some bridges in Houston. She called me and said, Skipper, I've just been reading about this young man in Houston named Rob Mosbacher, and he's saying a lot of the right things, seems to be doing a lot of the right things to bring people together. But I don't know, you know, a lot of people talk and they don't do things. Do you know him? And I said, known him all my life. I said, he's a really good guy, very good friend of mine. Well, does he really care about the right things? Would he come and be for students rather than necessarily just for making money or business? I said, absolutely. That is his type priority. I can't tell you enough about his character. And she said, well, that's good. I got a speaking agreement I need him to do in 2 weeks. And since you know him so very well, and you know that he cares so very much about this circumstance, would you call him? And here's my number. We got to know pretty quick, so would you call him back? Call me back. Well, I called Rob, and I said, Rob, let me kind of explain this to you, and I did. Rob, I don't usually call people asking for much, and so he said, Skipper, what's the bottom line here? And I said, Rob, the bottom line here is that Bessie is telling everybody that you're one of the rising stars that care about all of the right things and a man of integrity and dignity and vision, and that I'm probably a stalwart backer of your character. And I said, you can either go over there and you can remain that, or we can tell her some excuse and you're probably not going to be that anymore, and my image is going to be somewhat tarnished as a judgment of character. So I said, from my point of view and yours, I hope you go ahead and do so. And sure enough, Rob did. They became good friends, and he told me, he said, it was worth the honor just to meet Bessie. That was Bessie. She drove everything that she basically was involved with and never received a great deal of the credit for it. But the reason she did it was critically important. She did it to bring people together. She cared about the next generation. And to a great extent, as you read her many other accomplishments that are in the guidelines or in the program, you also will understand that she interspersed that with a motivation that is what is truly deserving. Unfortunately, later in life, she was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS, for which the Bucket Challenge is now moving across the country. It's a debilitating disease that it lets you keep your mind, but all of your muscles, all of your other abilities gradually diminish. And it was a sad circumstance, as those of us who knew Bessie, she would write on occasion, and only this arm still worked. Her family worked diligently to help her. In many cases, I had tried when she was looking and trying to come back to Brenham to find locations. We visited. But what you saw in Bessie, even to the very last, is that she was devoutly a believer in God and cared about other people. She was a person that had the right motivations and used her life and education to see that life was better for her having been here. She died in April of 1992. And I was given the privilege to deliver a eulogy at her funeral. And what I said then was basically this that is true now. Bessie had a difficult life, and she had a time period that she began to be a part of active society at the most difficult of times. She did it with tremendous courage, but she also did it with wisdom. She tried extremely hard to bring people together. She tried very hard to get people to understand dignity and why it mattered and what it mattered. And in me, she did a great deal to change how I perceived and saw that particularly greatly important trait. I dedicated one of the books to what she and several others had taught me in that regard, because it truly did matter. She was a person who had wisdom, and that wisdom was to look to the future and to look at how you bring people together and how you make life better for the students that were her sole and major concern for the vast majority of her life. With that, I would like to present her daughter, Sherry, to accept the award on her behalf and to thank the Brenham Independent School District and its committee for its selection. This is a selection that not only defines Bessie in how she should be known, but also defines us as a community that taught her these values and from which she got this wisdom, and the school district from which she emerged. Sherry?
Go Mama! This is huge. I would like to say thank you to Gloria Wills, the Brenham Activists Association, Skipper Dipple, the Brenham Independent School District, and all others who contributed into making this award for my mother. Education was Mom's priority. I had no idea until I read her portfolio, how accomplished she really was. She loved giving and doing for others. I found a letter addressed to me not long after she was gone. And she said, "Sherry, you may not have understood why I lived my life, always giving and doing for others, but I want you to know that I tried to live my life like Jesus did." As I recollect, one of the most significant lessons that she taught me, that salvation and education would bring me liberation. So today, I am so proud of her and truly grateful and honored to have had her as my mother. And if she were here today, I know that she would be thankful and honored to accept this award. This is for you, Mama.